Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment presents Pit Row with your host Ralph, where we will review the upcoming NASCAR weekend's races and go over the last weekend's races, what happened, what we saw on the tracks, and build towards DFS picks. Let's jump into our latest episode. This is Pit Row, so you know what we're doing. We're talking NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. We are talking playoffs. We are talking about the Cookout Southern 500 at Darlington Raceway, and we are taking a look forward at this Sunday's Hollywood Casino 400 at Kansas City Motor Speedway. But to recap and to go over the playoff race that we saw last week that had its ups and downs and its turns, if you will, turns around the track, no pun intended. There was a sort of a mix-up, if you might call it that, of the playoff scenario seedings, what have you. But we'll take a look at it very quickly. We go green at Darlington. As expected, the Toyotas were well represented up front. Early on, we get the order of Bell, Reddick, Hamlin, Blaney, Brad Kay, Logano, Harvick, Buescher, Almirola, and Cindric. Very tame out the gate. Feeling out all the conditions, testing the track. Guys figuring out where they want to run, confirming they can run where they want to run with the added traffic, basically. But man, Truex is buried in the back. Kyle Busch also. They had some issues, hit the wall qualifying, so it's starting the back. Green flag pits at lap 30-ish, so we're just green all the way through at this point. Notably, Ford's coming in first. Now we have more takers for the green flag pick after them, and most noticeably next is the Toyotas. Truex, though, maybe stays out to pick up some territory, is what I was thinking. And then sloppy pit for the 20 at this same time of Christopher Bell. He swapped out the pit team of another one of those Gibbs cars, and that just didn't seem to help so far. So they did the smart thing of pulling the team from a car that wasn't in the playoffs and giving it to Bell. Didn't seem to help that much, did it? So Truex in two, though, with the Toyotas. He does not stay out for too much longer. He's looking for rear grip, as he says, so he can stop sliding. Stenhouse busted for speeding on pit road, too fast entering, so he'll have to serve that penalty. So we get this order of Reddick, Hamlin, Brad Kay, Blaney, Bell, Logano, Harvick, Buescher, Larson, and Almirola now. 41 laps in, and we're just cruising. We just keep rolling green flag, and we didn't have a caution. So pretty interesting to watch, these strategies play out. Who's gunning it? Who's saving it? 115 into this stage, but at 41 in, just cruising. So we got a little bit to go. We cycle through at 70 again. So these guys can make it to the end of the stage now at this point. Not much happening in terms of big positioning changes, though, still on the track, and besides the car cycling through again. So much of the same order as what we had before. Reddick still in control now. Hamlin will battle him for the lead back, and here comes Larson behind them. Final lap of the stage, and Denny Hamlin will take the stage. No challenge from Reddick. And Bubba Wallace, he actually spins off of turn four as the stage was ending. He brings out a caution that was going to come out anyways because of the end of the stage, but just timely right there. Second stage to start, though, Denny Hamlin out front. So the early order in the second stage is Hamlin, Larson, Reddick, Harvick, Blaney, Buescher, Byron, Elliott. Brad Kay starts the pit cycle at lap 150. Truex having problems. He's back down pit road, going to make he's going to have to make this up somehow. So the issue with Truex was they had some car issues. He got off of pit road, and they had to come right back down. If you know anything about these races, that is a killer. That can mess up your whole day. So Bell up front now, and then Hamlin, Larson, Harvick, Byron behind him. And then we get a caution. NASCAR, because NASCAR is going to have to address the lighting on turns 3 and 4 as the track at Darlington had the lights come on because the day was over. And so we start to get the track lighting at nighttime. Now it's nighttime. 3 and 4 turns didn't have full lighting. So it's very hard to see debris in the corner over there. A lot of drivers talked about this on their radio. NASCAR does the right thing and just throws the caution. Let's get the lights on, get the debris cleaned up. So Logano at this time, though, having tow line issues. So we get this red flag caution out, and he can luckily work through this. After 115 smooth laps to start, we now have red flag that we're dealing with, so NASCAR can get everything cleaned up and safe, but eventually we're green again. BJ McLeod brings the caution back out very quickly after we started to race again, though. And so we get just a few laps left when we go green to end stage two. 9 to go, and we're green. Hamlin out front again, then Larson, Eric Jones, who ran well on Sunday, and Reddick and Harvick and Busch and Blaney now. A bunch of contact. We're tight together. Guys having problems hitting the wall tonight, and that continues. If you didn't see the race, these guys are slamming into the wall. I mean, slamming it into the wall and correcting it from there. And when you know we get another caution, the two of the Cindric, contact with the 54 of Ty Gibbs. The two was on the bottom and got turned right into the wall. Nice job of Bubba Wallace to avoid. Logano also gets himself out of more trouble. Big break for the guys who took the wave around last caution to get back on the lead lap, because now they can bring it in. And so we get a bunch of takers now that the caution's out. So we get one green flag lap for the stage here, and we're green, and Hamlin darts out. Eric Jones and Larson battling for second. Larson clears Jones. Hamlin takes the stage, though. Ricky Stenhouse grabs a stage point miraculously after having to serve that speeding penalty and then being down a lap with just a little while ago. So miraculous work by that crew to get back up to snuff very quickly. Handful of guys pit here, though, not as many as you would think. So we go green for stage three. Hamlin darts out again. Eric Jones' old tires are an issue. He stayed out there, so his old tires help him start to move back. Order becomes Hamlin, Larson, Reddick, Byron, Jones, Harvick, Brad Kay. 14 nearly into the wall, but he keeps it. So we're still going, 111 to go now. And wouldn't you know, oof, the 5 loose into the wall. He finds it, but that lets Reddick pass the 5 by just giving him that little bit of time there. 97 to go, and we'll start the pit cycle. Hamlin may have a loose wheel. He has to bring it to pit road. He's getting 4 tires, unexpected stop. Hopefully they can recover, though. I like that they said, we're here, let's just grab all the tires, do everything, right? So they do that. JJ Yelly hits the wallboard, and he has to nurse it to pit road. He's doing that. We're still green. Harvick challenging Reddick now, looking for the lead. Reddick, Harvick, Byron now. Harvick won't give it up. He's hanging around. 58 to go now. The 4 going to cycle out for a pit, but wait a minute. We get the caution, and this is key at the point that Harvick was cycling out for the pit. The 4 should have stayed out. They didn't get there in time. You can't, cross back over the yellow pit line, you know, if the caution is out. Like, he was like, so you're out there, and if the caution flies out, you can't go into the pit. You have to be out there with everybody else and come in with them. He should have stayed out. And there were some drivers that stayed out, that maneuvered the car just last minute to get out there. He should have stayed out, but he didn't. He didn't get there in time. The 54 loses control and hammers into the 45, which is what causes this. Harvick was trying hard to get it to pit road. The 45 saw the 4 going to pit road and sort of tried to get down, thinking, go too. I can't be off of the same timing with him because he will then leapfrog me if I let him do that. So the 4 going to pit road sort of tried to, I'm sorry, the 45 saw the 4 going to pit road, tried to get down, causing the issue. Because as I said, if Reddick stays out, then Harvick leapfrogs him once they cycle through. That was a really big thing right there. I've never seen something like that happen. And in the playoff circumstance, that's, you know, pretty compelling stuff as you're watching the race. So that caution changes the game. Harvick committed to pit road and should have just cycled through at speed is what the point is. Like, okay, so you were, you know, too far over there. It would be dangerous to try to swerve back out on the track point seated. But what you do is you cycle through pit road at speed without service. The problem is they stopped and got service. That's going to cost Kevin. So we're green again. Larson up front now. Tyler Reddick, Buescher, Byron, and Brad Kay. And we get another caution. Harrison Burton banged up. The 99 spun out of control in front of the field. Bowman and Suarez kind of grinding a little. And the 99 hooks the 48 in the right rear and turns him into the wall. Bowman's second block was a bit aggressive. Suarez was just reacting. You know, Junior, they had Dale Earnhardt Jr. on the broadcast there. And he was saying Bowman basically wrecked himself there. He's being overly aggressive. Obviously, two very frustrated guys that aren't in the playoffs. But even if you just go back and look at it, Suarez is just reacting. Bowman blocks him. Suarez is trying to go down, right? And Bowman blocks him. But then he goes back the other way, and Bowman blocks. Like, the second block was just obnoxious. You know, again, two frustrated dudes, probably trading pains all day. There's something more than what we saw on the track because it seems so petty. But anyway, frustrations erupt there. Truex will get the free pass off of that. So that actually helps him out immensely, get over those pit troubles he had before. So we get our restart. Larson out front now. Buescher got a nice little push from the boss behind him, Brad Kay. So the order is Larson, Buescher, Reddick, Brad Kay, Byron, Wallace now, Chastain now. Those two moving up. Buescher's moving in on the five. 38 to go now. Bush has been good lately, so we'll see what the Predator does. Reddick kissing the wall a little. Spin on the front straightaway. The 38 spun around. Hamlin involved. McDowell also. McDowell with the heavy damage. No free pass because you can't be the free pass car and also be a part of the caution. That's not how it works. So Bell back on pit road again. 18 to go, and Reddick looking for Larson. 10 to go now. Buescher trying to close in on Reddick. Larson has 6/10 of a second lead. These guys are a little loose in the corners. White flag is out, and Larson takes it. The 5 with the victory, so Larson will advance into the round of 12 with that win. He can breathe easy for the rest of this round of the playoffs. Great win for Larson. Been quiet for a little while at the hot start to the year, and so he's picking up some momentum again at the right time for Hendrick Motorsports. And at that, perfect time to segue into the Hollywood Casino 400. We're going to see that this Sunday at Kansas City Motor Speedway. So we are going to Kansas City, Kansas. Track length, 1.5 miles. Cup purse, $8.8 million, just over that, guys. Race distance, 267 laps. We're going to go 4.5 miles. That's stage breaks at 80 and 165 laps, and the race is over at 267. Most recent winner here, Bubba Wallace, in the fall of 2022. He was not in the playoffs then. He's in the playoffs now. So Toyota has won the last three Kansas races. They've been dominant here. Four of the last five Kansas winners got their first win of the season, so that's something to consider as well. And the race winner started in the top 10 for the last seven Kansas races. So really important to consider as we get ready to watch qualifying tomorrow. I haven't actually made my DFS lineups yet, because I want to consider this today, watch that tomorrow, and then put in my lineups based off of that. But we should see Toyotas be dominant is what we're expecting. Same tire setup that was used at Kansas in May. So Goodyear is going to let you do one set of tires for practice, one for qualifying, and then you get eight sets in addition to those for the Sunday race. Logano, actually, the thing we want to note about this is the playoff seeding is really lumped up right now. Logano's at 11th and Stenthouse is 15th. So between all those guys, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, there's a 6-point spread. That's it. So there's a lot of room for parity, is what we're getting at this Sunday at the race in Kansas. So tons of movement could happen in terms of playoff seeding. Toyota's undefeated at Kansas Speedway in the next-gen era. So, again, going to be a tall task for Ford and Chevy. Hamlin is the only driver to have top five finishes in all three Kansas races since the Cup Series moves to the next-gen car. His first of two wins this year came at Kansas in May. That's when he bumped Larson, who won last week, nudged him a little. ever so slightly in the back. They had words. They had dust up after that. That's the way we remember Kansas from early in the year. Larson won last week. Hamlin's going to be looking to get another victory. He's looking to do it again with the Toyota here. He has 9-2 odds. Now, another favorite is Larson. He's also stout at Kansas with 2 top 10 finishes in 3 of the last 4 races. And he's led 60-plus laps in 4 of his last 6 starts. He's getting 11-2 odds on Sunday. So, as a Chevy, very strong odds. Should tell you how people feel about him as a driver, his skill at this track, and that team's ability at this point in the season in the Cup Series. Where else did we go? Oh, I'm sorry. Lost my place there a little bit. I also want to talk about Austin Dillon. This guy's getting 250-1 odds. Austin Dillon. So Kansas was one of the few bright spots for him this year. I know it's been kind of a rough year, but he made the top 10 there. And he has top 15s in all 3 Kansas races with the next gen car. So somebody you may want to consider. We talked about different people winning this race. He could be one of them. But again, Chevy, so that doesn't bode well, right? Like, it's not a Toyota. Bell has top 5 finishes in 2 of the 3 next gen races at Kansas. So that is actually a very good candidate to win this race. If I take all this into consideration before qualifying, I want to lean heavy with the Toyotas. Of course, that's what we've been saying, but you've got to pepper in your, you know, standings leaders and points leaders as well, because these guys have been dominant. So if I'm playing Toyotas that aren't at the top of the championships, or I'm sorry, if I'm playing cars that aren't Toyotas, but at the top of championship series, Larson, right? You got to be thinking about this. I don't know if I want to take the chance on Kyle. I mean, you could. I'd probably stay away from that, but I'm really invested in Ford, I think, this week. Something about Chris Busch is coming on strong right now. And Brad Kay, silently, is just right there. It's not like he's finishing 16th, 15th, 17th, 18th. Brad Kay is right there in all these scenarios. And so that tells me it's something about RFK, something about the way they're working with the manufacturer. See these Mustangs, these Fords right here, are ready to roll at this part of the year. Logano came on strong at the end of the year. You know, I'm just really thinking this could be a sneaky week for Buescher. Now, it's hard to say sneaky when you have a guy pop off for 3 races, right, and a couple in a row. But nobody's looking at him this week. I think we're laser-focused on Toyotas. If you want to consider Kyle, you can. Ask somebody who's driven Toyota here. And he's had some success in this Richard Childress Chevy this year. So that's somebody to consider right there. He's no stranger to doing well here. He could very well, lift up that manufacturer this week. But if I'm hard pressed, I want Toyotas. I want to mix in some Fords. I do want to mix in Logano. I do want to mix in, RFK as a team. But I'm not going to deny, some of these Chevys. Larson, Austin Dillon, McDowell even. I'm there. That's what I got for you guys, barring qualifying tomorrow. So be sure to watch it. Hopefully you got to watch practice today. It really matters seeing who's taking off in the pole and how fast these cars are in terms of, what we're going to see on speed on the weekend. So that's what I got for you guys. Enjoy it. You can watch this podcast on YouTube, or you can watch it on YouTube on the website, www.tigerbombsae.com, or you can just search Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment on YouTube. You can actually search that anywhere that you listen to podcasts, Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify. If you want to search that on X or Twitter or Facebook, you will find our Tiger Bomb page. Anywhere you search that, you can keep up with us how you would like. So you can listen, social media, you can watch it, whatever you think is prevalent. If you're at the website, be sure to check out The Process, which has its first football episode up very shortly, if not right now. It's going to be up in a couple of minutes, if not right now. So this is Friday night, so you guys are getting both very shortly. That's what I got for you. Enjoy the race on Sunday. Good luck if you're playing DFS. Don't forget to watch qualifying. We'll come back next week and talk about it all, talk about how we did. Peace. This has been Pit Row.
If you enjoyed it, drive back through next week. We'll do it again. Another Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment production.